Joy Tactics.
Joy Tactics.
I'm drinking one of the worst flavors of sparkling water I think there is. Green what apple. Flavor? Green Death? Apple.
Ew.
I know.
Ew, dude.
You know what's nasty? Remember those Key Lime LaCroix?
Oh, it's on par with that.
They make me want to puke, and then for some reason they make me want to puke and then turn around and eat the puke because I can't stop drinking it.
Yeah, there's something mystical about how irresistible these sparkling waters are. What could be in there? What does it say?
Little carbonated explosions.
Water. Water, that means water and carbon dioxide, and natural flavors. Well, we don't know what that natural flavor is, do we?
They're bubbles. Hiding. They are hiding.
Well, they're natural.
Very something toxic chemicals.
Is a bubble?
Mind control particles.
If you scale a bubble up to be the size of the fucking ocean, does that make it a nuclear bomb, essentially? See what
a
I'm saying?
A bubble?
Oh, like because there's little teeny tiny bubbles going off up in that thing, drink-wise.
Mm-hmm.
If you blew that sucker up to be the size of fucking Idaho.
With the technology of Ant-Man?
With reverse Ant-Man?
Reverse Ant-Man?
Elephant Man.
Oh, you know about him, right? The
elephant man? Dude, yeah, my bad. There's already an elephant
you
man.
Imagine having to be the elephant man? Oh, hell nah.
At Disney World, they got the new exhibit.
They just got the
elephant man. Harry Potter's out.
Yeah.
Elephant man's in.
Dude. I do think when you visit, Jack, if we don't go to Disneyland, we're going to Universal Studios. All right? We're going to Hogsmeade, or whatever it's called. Hogwarts Land.
Hogsmeade?
What are all the, like, attractions that Universal Studios has to offer?
Super Mario World. Hogwarts.
Drinks. Soda.
Different type of soda.
Okay.
Restrooms. Strangers, potential for
monsters,
meat people.
Yeah, a potential meat cute with the woman who works at the souvenir shop, who's never been treated right.
You know the employees are hooking up like crazy.
Oh, there's no question about that.
Princess Peach and Wario.
Oh,
they probably what they do is they get the mascot costumes, they get them back to back, and they unzip the back, and they just start hooking up mask. You know what I'm saying? So no one can see it.
That's brilliant, dude.
Yeah. Unzip both zippers and make out. Creative ways to make out public.com. So. Fuck, dude. Yeah. I gotta say it, man.
Say it, man.
All right. There's a reason that you've noticed us being musical since the day we started this thing. There's a reason that this podcast was uploaded at maybe 7:03 instead of 7 a.m. There's a reason for the madness. Exciting news. Linkin Park has a new singer. They're back. They
and
have
it's
a
new
chick. Song.
And it's a chick.
And it's a chick. What's her name? Amy Zimmer?
Amanda what? Or something. Amy
no, it's, Zimmer. It's Emily. Emily Armstrong. Yeah. We've been in negotiations for a long time on this deal. It's a very exciting one. If you did you all listen to the new song yet?
Nah, I didn't know. I thought they were just doing the old shit.
Quit playing. Eric, this is the most Ray Hillian track. It is called It's called The Emptiness Machine.
Oh. You mean the cell phone? You mean the iPhone 15?
Yes,
oh my god. You gotta be kidding. Can you read off some lyrics to that? I wish
I don't need to read it because I'm off book already. Going around like a revolver. Alright, I don't know it. But it's about being in the emptiness machine, I bet. The emptiness machine?
What a metaphor. That could mean a computer. That could mean
a coconut.
The vessel of your physical form. You are the emptiness machine, staring into the emptiness machine.
It's just, man, it's been, it's well, What I'm saying is Linkin Park is back, I guess. And we are going to every stop of the tour. We are selling our own bootleg merch in the parking lot all over Sweden. So
what's the drug of choice of Linkin Park fans? Like, you know,
barbecue Fritos, the Twisties, the twisted one, Red Bull, barbecue Fritos,
crush that shit up in the parking lot.
Speeding.
Chester Bennington, rest in peace. This is reminding me of, do you guys know Desaya? Desaya? Yeah. He's on TikTok.
Yes, yes.
And he has a new song out with some cutting lyrics.
He won't betray you three times.
Oh no.
The hunter. The hunter owl. The hunter owl. So be careful.
All right, keep that going.
Once he got you, soon you will be doubtful. The hunter owl.
Basically, the lyrics are saying, the hunter acts like a cashier. He'll betray you three times once he gets the cheese of the munter. The hunter, the hunter, he's going to steal your cheese, so be careful.
He wrote...
Now, who's the... He's got two characters in this damn song, the hunter and the munter.
Oh, it's a new character.
Yeah, there's the hunter who's going to betray you, and then there's the munter as well.
Who's going to be helping you?
I don't know who the munter is.
Was it a typo that he left in?
Nah. He definitely says the munter.
Okay.
But I bet you get Desaya up there with the Linkin Park shit. Let them collab live mixing with vocals.
Mm-hmm.
Holy shit.
They need to do a modern day remix, like the fucking Jay-Z remix. What was that called? Like Hybrid Theory, or is that another album?
Yeah. It's called Hybrid Theory.
That shit blew...
Wait,
the music industry out. They had no idea what was coming when that shit dropped. Jay-Z, and we have rock and hip hop.
Mm-hmm. Is that what the hybrid theory is? Is the theory that you could mix rock and hip hop?
Yep, pretty much.
I don't think they knew what they meant.
I don't think that's a theory.
They didn't know. No, that's a fact.
That's a theorem.
That's a fact. The hybrid factual information.
Hybrid fact, hybrid moments. Remember that?
Oh.
Wow, everything's connected through symbols.
I only smoke hybrids.
I smoke a hybrid.
That's a hybrid, right? If not, get it away from me.
You ever smoke a mythical spliff? That's where you put the tobacco with the salvia in it. Yeah.
I want to do salvia. Dude, that's the one thing I tried doing salvia once in high school, and it didn't work. And I was so pissed off. And I really want to experience that. Like, you know how you have to, like, heat it up, like, super hard? Like, I think I was just putting it in, like, a bowl and
roasting it normal?
Yeah. Like, I think I needed, like, a blowtorch or something.
If we really want to get the Patreon shit up, we do a link to a live salvia ripping competition.
Let's do salvia every 15 minutes, take another hit until we have made our cover of the new Linkin Park song.
And then announce the presidential election results.
Yep.
So we'll do this November 3rd and 4th. No sleep.
Yeah.
And then do the suicide hug. I mean, I know this is kind of trigger warning and inappropriate for, we just brought up, rest in peace, Chester Bennington. But I just had this thought, and I guess I got to get it out of my head, because I don't want to be the only one who thought of this and is thinking of it. Okay. And that's two people who both are ready to rejoin universal consciousness. So one of them jumps off something really high, and the other one gets ready to give them a big-ass hug, and they smack.
Oh, interesting. Huh.
That's called a death hug. It's called a death hug.
I didn't know you thought like that, man.
Well, I don't want to.
That makes me think of the duality of suicide in a way.
Duicide. Let's not talk about this. This is really...
Nah.
Let's talk about North Korea like we're...
Yeah, just like we planned.
Oh, can I say one thing, though? I do think there's some... I don't know if you'd call this hubbub, but there's something going on about the new singer of Linkin Park.
With the link to Danny Masterson or something.
There's something going on.
That's
with
what I
Danny
saw
Masterson.
About. Yes.
Yes. I don't know. Oh, interesting. You guys didn't tap into the live stream and rock out. but you're familiar with the gossip.
No, this is the problem with the media, dude.
Yeah.
We don't see the art. We see
you're in the emptiness machine, dude. You're in the emptiness machine.
I know I am.
You don't even realize it, that the machine is empty.
I am in the emptiness machine.
Doing a cover of
I could fucking
without hearing it.
Yeah, I think I could do that whole.